Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
I'll bring in a brick. Final hour. Power hour. You better, you bet. On the BetQL Network, Nick Costos, Ken Barkley here with you. Coming up this hour, NHL bets. Super pumped for the National Hockey League tonight. Absolutely can't wait for it. Oh, we got Georgia close to finalizing long-term extension with Kirby Smart. Was Kirby not one of the highest paid coaches in college football? That's what it says. Like, we'll make him one of the highest paid.
Well, we had that list, right? I don't think he was in the top seven or eight. Well, because it's going to be wild. Like whoever the newest ones are, you just keep breaking through the barriers of what the pay is after Saban, basically. So like Lincoln Riley is number one. Lincoln Riley is very now because he makes the most. And then Brian Kelly makes like the second or third most, I think.
Lincoln Riley is very now.
He's very now.
And lots of off-field buzz in Southern California, too.
Big-time off-field buzz. Well, maybe not have a lot of people come see the games, but nationally, ton of off-field buzz.
I've been teasing Major League Baseball bets. Are we giving any out or no?
Yeah, the Tigers play the Guardians at 7.
Oh, great. The Guardians.
Yeah, I actually said that with a straight face like it was totally a normal thing. And I even in my brain, it's not a normal thing.
I'm not there yet on that, on the Guardians.
How are you going to feel about Commanders when we get to the fall?
I think I'm in all right, because it's the NFL, so like I can't like it like it's like a.
You think you're gonna be able to just say Commanders? Like the brain is gonna deliver Commanders to your mouth, and it's gonna be no sweat.
Easy. The NFL's like I plug into the Matrix. Like
I just say Washington. Just I don't even think about it.
The Commanders. What are they commanding? A losing season.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
NBA bets, Warriors and Mavericks, side total props, and Nikki football at the end of the show on the Champions League final with Liverpool and Real Madrid. But actually, we got a couple interesting things we can do here. Should we do the cookout first? And then I have like an admission I want to make, which is really bad.
Let's do the cookout. I don't think the cookout will take that long.
Okay, so here are the rules. Is Tyler coming in, by the way? Because our guy Scott had to bounce. Is Tyler joining us here?
Neither of us are going to know the answer to that. Yeah, we'll give it to somebody in the chat.
Do me a favor, Bill or Rick. Can you guys, Tyler has to be here for this.
Oh, it's true. It's okay. Do you want your admission first while we get Tyler?
I can tell you he's going to pick chicken tenders right now.
Okay, but we need
protein.
But we need
protein is chicken fingers. Yeah,
but he's got to be here. All right. Tyler is here. Hello, Tyler.
I bet he was listening.
Hello, did I miss something?
Were you listening or no?
No, I texted Scott. I was like, should I join? And he's like, I'm already out. I was like, all right.
He's like, see ya. It was actually just the sound of a car screeching. It's actually
But yes, I was listening.
Tyler, were you listening live yesterday for the Ronaldinho, Who's Now?
Yeah, when I came on yesterday, you asked me who's more now, Amanda Beard or Ronaldinho, and I didn't know who Amanda Beard was, so I went with her.
Who's more now? Ronaldinho. Amanda Beard. What about Kelly Slater? How do you feel about him? Feel good?
Did you know Amanda Beard posed in Playboy? Did we talk about that?
No. I probably knew that at some point.
It was in one of the articles that I read about Who's Now. That Amanda.
You think that's why she made Who's Now?
No, we don't know who she. I'm the biggest sports fan on the planet. I don't know who she is. So yes.
Well, there's like seven swimmers, men and women from the U.S. that win like 28 gold medals every Olympics, and then we'd like forget about who they are.
Yeah, true. That's true.
Except for like Ledecky and Phelps, like those two, basically.
I'll do the admission now. Ray Liotta unfortunately passed away today at the age of 67. A legendary actor, obviously.
Yes.
I'm not a big movie guy. Never have been. I've never seen Goodfellas. That's really bad, right?
Oh, yeah. You should, yeah. Tyler, have you seen Goodfellas? And you've only seen like 8 movies.
Nope, I've seen Good Burger. I have not seen Goodfellas.
How is Good Burger one of 9 movies? Is Good Burger Now?
Good Burger's the Ronaldinho.
That's the Ronaldinho of movies.
Tyler, out of all the Tyler Morales lines on the show, the most Tyler line is, I haven't seen Goodfellas, but I have seen Good Burger.
I've seen Good Burger. How was Good Burger, Tyler? Is a good movie?
Yeah, I was a big Keenan and Kel guy, so anything with them back in like the early 2000s, I was all in on.
What's more now? Good Burger over Goodfellas, or if the fajitas aren't sizzling, we send them back?
The fajita sizzling I like more than Good Burger. They're both very funny.
If
they ain't sizzling, send them back.
Send them back. That's really bad that I haven't seen Goodfellas. Like I know, but
you admittedly are not a big movie guy. That's fine. Like, have you seen all three parts of The Godfather?
No.
Have you seen any of them?
I saw most of the first one once.
Okay. I guess that's not bad. I don't know why,
because like I watch like routinely watch like two right. and a half, 3 hour sporting events, but like the idea of sitting down to watch like a 3 hour movie on cable is just like
That's not a terrible admission, honestly. It's I'm sure it seems worse in your head because like you seem like you should have seen Goodfellas, basically.
What's the 10 Ray Liotta movie? Like if I want to honor Ray Liotta and watch one of his movies, is it Goodfellas?
I mean, only because I'm not going to be able to think of like better stuff off the top of my head. I didn't go through his film. Usually when somebody passes away, I like, we'll go through their filmography real quick and just be like, oh, okay. And I did not do that today. Oh, well, Mike brings up what I was going to bring up. Like his most known role is the main character of GTA Vice City.
Tommy Carchetti.
Isn't that the mayor from The Wire?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is it
who did he play? Stringer Bell?
isn't that also the main character from Vice City?
It's close to that. Is it that?
Carchetti's not the exact name of Littlefinger. It's Littlefinger, right? Who plays the
Carchetti is definitely his name in The Wire.
Oh, so that's Carchetti. Oh, Tommy.
This is Tommy Vercetti.
Close. I mean, come on. I mean,
Carchetti.
First off,
it's very funny because we all like The Wire. It's very funny.
I was high the entire time. I A, watched The Wire, and B, played GTA Vice City. It's a miracle I remember any of this. So,
man, remember when like GTA 3 and Vice City and San Andreas came out in like a 3 year span?
And I remember it based on what year I was in college because that's like GTA 3 was freshman year, Vice City was sophomore year, San Andreas was senior year.
And just like played them into oblivion. Oblivion. Just absolutely,
well, there would always be the point for me, at least in every GTA game, where I would get like 65% of the way through the game and would like come upon a mission, usually involving like having to like fly a drone or something, where I would die like 200
remote times. Control car. The remote control car mission in one of them was like so stupid.
And I would literally just stop playing the game. I would just stop. That would be it. I'm done.
There's a San Andreas one where I think you do have to fly an airplane or something. And I was done. I'm not doing it. Like, yeah, I'm good. It's like Microsoft Flight Simulator or something. And stuff.
You know my new gimmick now with video games.
Oh yeah, easy mode.
I play on easy.
Right. You play like you're a little kid, which is great.
But like you make it sound bad, it's actually incredible.
You like click the easy button and be like, are you an adult? And you're like, yes. And it's like, then why are you picking easy? You're like, well, I just want to play on easy.
Yes, because I want to experience the game and like see the story. I'm not interested in dying and like refighting bosses. I'm not interested. Not interested.
Nope. Okay. Totally agree.
All right. You bet. Nick Ken and crew here. Okay. So here's what we want to do with the ideal cookout plan. Rest in peace, Ray Liotta. I really want to do something with now and like and death, but I feel like I shouldn't. Yes, yep. Just Ken types it in there. Okay. Rest in peace to Ray Liotta. All right. So Memorial Day is on Monday. The ideal cookout, like summer cookout plate. One protein or like a vegetarian option if you want to go that route. One side, a dessert, and a drink. It's not a draft, so like answers can repeat here. Ken Barkley up first, and then we'll kick this around.
Okay. It's funny because it's like how exotic do I want to get or how traditional do I want to get? I'll go traditional. Like if I want to do exotic, I would say like brisket would be like a protein. But like I'll go traditional. So cheeseburger, bacon, avocado on it.
Great choice. Now here's my one question. That's like if you're not getting that at the average cookout though. You'll get a cheese.
Avocado I'm not getting. Bacon I'll get sometimes.
Okay.
Ketchup and mustard and bacon. Otherwise, if it's avocado, then I maybe mess around with the sauces a little bit.
You know, I've never had mustard on a hamburger.
Oh my God. So good.
Okay, oh, yeah. I'm going to try that this summer.
Yeah. With relish maybe too. I've never had relish on a hamburger. Put relish on burgers or just hot dogs?
I know nothing about relish.
Is there an etiquette to relish? Just hot dogs? Rick's, what if I put it on a burger? What happens? Everybody looks at me. The record scratches.
Usually it seems like people, like when they get more exotic with their relishes, like I've seen like a cherry relish at like a restaurant or something when they're trying to upsell something.
On that, it just sounds like a combination of words that shouldn't exist. Yeah.
Cherry relish.
Eek.
All right. That's like the name of like a one hit wonder band from the 90s.
Breakfast at Tiffany's was a cherry relish.
Cherry relish. All right. So cheeseburger.
With bacon, ketchup, mustard. My side will be potato salad.
Okay.
So my dessert, I will say my dessert will be blueberry pie.
I need to get invited to your cookouts where like you get blueberry pie and cheeseburger with bacon and avocado, because this is never the case at anywhere I go. It sounds awesome.
Well, like, I mean, to be fair, like dessert at a cookout, like the average cookout, the dessert you're getting is like ice cream and like that's it, basically. Maybe apple pie, maybe.
Okay. Yep.
So I mean, really, it's like anything beyond ice cream is kind of like an exotic answer, I guess. Okay. Key lime pie is also like a worthy choice, but I don't get key lime. It's not at the cookouts that I go to, but I would like pick that as my summer dessert.
Okay. And your beverage?
And my drink would be any kind of a mule served in a copper mug. It's like vodka-based drink with a little ginger beer and some other stuff, depending on what flavor you want to go with. So a mule, that'd be what we go with.
So, all right, so cheeseburger with bacon and avocado, potato salad, blueberry pie, and like a Moscow mule of some kind.
Yes.
That is a tremendous, tremendous play.
But usually whenever I answer any of these, you go, that's the worst thing ever. So I'm really happy that I've...
Honestly, yours is better than mine. The bar. Like I would trade mine for yours.
Oh, okay. Well, what's on yours? You want to go next or you want the crew to go next?
I'll go last. Who do we want to go next here? Let's have Bill go next.
All right. So my favorite food is cheeseburger, but I love it because it's a vehicle for so many options, and you're not getting those options at your typical cookout. Like there's no jalapenos available at my regular barbecue.
There's no what available? So,
there's no what? Do we have to bleep this?
Jalapenos?
Do they have those in Vegas?
Jalapenos.
Is that Ronaldinho's cousin?
how else would you pronounce that word? Jalapenos.
That was the Brazilian front line. Kaká, Ronaldinho, and jalapeno.
Jalapeno.
This is how the word is pronounced.
Made tremendous runs. Scored many goals.
Bill. It is absolutely not pronounced jalapeno. Absolutely not.
In America, it is.
The attack for Brazil was Rivaldo, Ronaldinho. Well,
typically, and
Kaká.
Typically, there aren't jalapenos.
Or Bill calls him Kaká.
God, right. Ronaldinho? Oh, love that guy. Jalapeno,
Bill. It's like not
with the N-Y-A. It's a different letter.
Yeah, I don't speak that language.
English?
There's no enye in English.
Jalapeno. It never, ever has been jalapeno, ever.
The best would be like, well, what's the wine called? And he's like, Pinot Noir. It's like, well, wait, why'd you do it there? It
sounds like a skin condition. Jalapeno.
So I'll be going, because the options are limited for burgers at your typical barbecue, I'm going to go with pulled pork. Pulled pork. Absolute number one sandwich outside of the burger options. For a side, I'm going to go a little untraditional, because you might not think of it as a side, but it is. Hot dog. Hot dog is simply a side. I'm eating the hot dog in line while I'm scooping all the other food onto my
plate. That's like an app, then. It's not even like a side, it's an appetizer. Yeah. Finger food.
For the dessert, I'm going to go with a staple, dirt pudding. You got the pudding, the whipped cream, the Oreos, just absolutely delicious. And for beverage, I need a Landshark beer. Just give me an ice cold Landshark. Has to be in the bottle, out of a cooler. Oh, that's the way to go.
We have dirt pudding and jalapenos and Bills.
To be fair, dirt like that. The variations of dirt are like incredible. They're all
really dirt good. Pudding's pretty solid.
Yeah. So I was with Bill on that completely.
Yeah, we're gonna have
we got a lot more to do after the break. We should just do this for another half segment, because why not?
So. I mean, it's better than anything else we're gonna do, including giving out bets.
Right. Talent score 2.0. No, we're not gonna
great.
Do that.
I like the Rangers tonight and the Oilers in hockey.
I like the Guardians against Tariq Skubal. They're plus.
Yeah, I mean Warriors, I like the Mavericks +7. And I'm gonna bet Liverpool the over and both teams to score.
You want
to
do our same game parlay for 30 seconds here?
Rangers and under.
Rangers and the under in the game.
And we can bet Hurricanes under 1.5 goals and get like plus like 240, Bill said.
Right. So Rangers under and then Hurricanes team total under 1.5. Bill said we could do that.
Yeah.
Okay. That's the three teamer.
All right, great. Well, we'll talk about Cookout for the next 40 minutes then. Just kidding. Well, we will spend some time on the bets, but more Cookout on the other side, because this is really tremendous. Jalapenos. What?